Catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Monday morning, September 13th. I'm Violet Comber-Weiland, and this is The Point from WUFT News. Public school districts across the state are running into issues regarding mask mandates, following an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis withholding funding from schools who implement these mandates. Many school boards are left with angry parents and tough choices to make. I spoke with WUFT's Abigail Haysbrook about the Alachua County School Board's response. So, Abigail, tell me a little bit about the story that you wrote in the mask policy in Alachua County Public Schools.
Yes. So, the Alachua County Public Schools mask mandate story was in regard to the primarily the family's response to the controversy that has arisen out of the legal feud that has started among ACPS and the state of Florida, and specifically Governor Ron DeSantis's executive order that emphasizes parents' rights. And so there are families across the district who are strongly advocating for the mask mandate, who want it to keep in place and are sticking with the Alachua County Schools District School Board members' decisions. But then you have families who are advocating for parents' rights and don't believe that students should have to wear masks in school. They believe it should be the parents' choice.
Now, you said you talked to families and school board representatives as well. So tell me a little bit about those key players that you spoke to and what their responses were in particular.
Yeah, so the first group of people rather that I spoke to was parents, and specifically the first person I spoke with was a woman named Talissa Barcia, and I spoke with her and her son. And they have been fighting for the mask mandate since before it was implemented, since before the school year started, because Talissa Barcia has a daughter along with her son Austin named Avery, who has a series of conditions that affect, you know, her respiratory system, like severe asthma. She has reactive airway disease, among other things. And so if she were to contract COVID-19, that could be very detrimental to her health. And so their family has been on the front lines fighting for a mask mandate. But there's also families and parents who are against the mask mandate and believe it is infringing upon their rights. Terry Apia is a parent to two kids in the school district, and he actually pulled them out of going to brick and mortar school. They're currently in Alachua East School, as they were last time I spoke with him. And that is because he does not agree with the mask mandate. He believes that it's infringing on his parents' rights. Beyond families, of course, I spoke with school board member Tina Certain specifically. I spoke with her, and she provided insight on kind of what the ramifications of the financial withholding of funds from the Florida State Department of Education is going to look like. And it really shouldn't impact the school board too much, in the sense that the county commission, for example, of Alachua County has offered to compensate if need be. They do have options, so the financial burden won't really affect them in the long term. And it won't affect them in the sense that it will change their opinions or decisions on anything. They're not going to repeal the mask mandate or change any prior decision they made because of this decision from the Florida State Department of Education.
That was WUFT reporter Abigail Haysbrook talking about the Alachua County School Board's response to Ron DeSantis' executive order banning mask mandates. Now let's catch you up on today's top stories. Other school districts around the state are facing similar issues. Broward County Public Schools says the state is withholding about $234 million in state funding following the school district's decision to mandate masks. School board leaders argue that while they have received some funding, they are still missing hundreds of millions of dollars. A spokesperson for the State Department of Education questioned the motive of these accusations, saying the district has not even spent all of the money it has already been allocated. A recent decision from a Leon County Circuit judge rendered DeSantis's order unconstitutional. However, the First District Court of Appeal in Tallahassee ruled Friday that they would put a hold on the circuit judge's decision. DeSantis is facing more contention following a decision to not re-enlist the state in a program that brings federal food aid to over 2 million children from low-income homes. The state participated in the pandemic electronic benefit transfer last school year. The program was created under the Trump administration and helped students with free and discounted lunches by providing them with food as they learned remotely. Democrats are now showing their disdain for DeSantis' decision to not re-enroll. In a statement to the Orlando Sentinel last month, DeSantis' press secretary said the program was no longer necessary as Florida schools are not participating in remote learning. Marion County is using its penny sales tax to fund local projects. Between 2016 and 2020, the county collected over $96.5 million in penny sale tax revenue. The county estimates there will likely be $70.6 million this year in tax revenue. In terms of allocation, the county has awarded this revenue to a mix of infrastructure projects and emergency services. The Marion County Sheriff's Office and Marion County Fire Department both purchased a set of new vehicles and gear with their funding. Additionally, the fire department bought land to build a new fire station. The Marion County Board of County Commissioners fully or partly funded the upgrades for over 75 miles of road within the county. The sales tax was renewed through 2024, so these departments have plans to enact more improvements in the coming years. Among this is improvements to emergency service buildings, new technology for the sheriff's office, and more plans to improve local roads. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox daily at 8 a.m. Head over to WUFT.org for more info. It's just a click away. I'm Violet Comber-Weiland, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a great Monday.